Good morning, my friends, and welcome to yet another incredible installment of the program. From very high above all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly and permanently ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. Happy Wednesday. Back in August, there was a vacancy on the Sheridan County Commission. The Sheridan County Republican Party provided three names to the Sheridan County Commissioners from which they would choose to fill the vacancy. Those three names were also three of the candidates that ran in the previous election for the Sheridan County Commission: Holly Jennings, Brian Helfridge, and Mike Arzey. Sheridan County Commissioners Christy Antoinette Haswell, Tom Ringley, Nick Siddle, and Lonnie Wright refused to follow Wyoming statute and fill the vacancy from those three people. So the decision was then kicked to 4th Judicial District Judge Darcy Phillips, who eventually chose Holly Jennings, one of those three people, to fill the vacancy. Through this whole process, the Sheridan County Republican Party threatened to sue the commissioners if they didn't follow Wyoming statute. And it would appear that on January 16th, they did that very thing. Yesterday, it was the Independence Network and Cowboy State Politics that broke this story, way before Sheridan Media or the Sheridan Press. In this morning's edition of the Sheridan Press, there is an article talking about the lawsuit, but pretty much it just gives you the highlights of it. How they were able to resist all the juicy things listed in that lawsuit is beyond me, but at least they covered it. But I have to tell you, my friends, that lawsuit is some fascinating reading. It's pretty clear from the lawsuit, as it has numerous pages of text messages between the commissioners and other members of the Sheridan community, the Sheridan Redcoat community, that this was a coordinated effort to flaunt Wyoming statute. If you'll recall, I covered this whole thing extensively last summer. Before I get to the substance of the lawsuit, here's how the whole thing with the Sheridan County commissioners went down. We've seen this exact same scenario play out across the state in the last few years. There was the vacancy created by Hans Hunt, Representative Hans Hunt, when he went to work for Cynthia Lummis. There was the vacancy for the Secretary of State, and there was also a vacancy for the Wyoming Superintendent of Public Instruction. All three of those had the same liberal arguments encircling them: that the Wyoming Republican Party doesn't know what they're doing, that the candidates that were selected don't represent the will of the voters, that they're not qualified. And, well, you know the reason for all of those arguments: that it's only the liberals that are qualified to govern. All of those arguments are bullcrap. Our system was set up so that ordinary people could be put in positions of power so that they could govern, and when they were done, they could go back to their normal lives. And Wyoming statute is very, very clear on the subject. It's 18.3.5.24, and it spells out exactly how you fill a vacancy at the county level or above. Without reading the entire paragraph to you, you can do that yourself. Here's essentially how it works. A vacancy is created, and then the county central committee or the state central committee, depending on which level of office there's a vacancy in, they get together and they choose three candidates to send to either the county commission or the governor. The governor handles the five electeds in the state. All of the others are handled at the county commission level. So either the commissioners or the governor choose one candidate from those three that was sent to them by whichever political party controlled the office before the vacancy was created. So either the Republicans or the Democrats or the Libertarians, and there's also a provision on how to handle it if the office was held by an independent. So it's all spelled out pretty clearly how that whole thing works. But it never works out as smooth as it's listed out in statute. There's always legal maneuvering. For example, when the vacancy for the state superintendent of public instruction was created, Tom Lubnow, liberal redcoat attorney in Gillette, and Eric Barlow filed a lawsuit trying to get the court to move for an election for the superintendent of public instruction. That was denied, and the governor still had to choose. So in Sheridan County, Alan Thompson vacated his seat, and so the Sheridan County Republican Central Committee got together and chose three candidates to send to the county commission. Those three candidates were Holly Jennings, daughter of Representative Mark Jennings and vice chairman of the Sheridan County Republican Party, Mike Arzee, and Brian Helfridge, all three of which ran for the county commission in the previous election. They're all solid people. I know all of them. And quite frankly, the Republican Party in Sheridan County was doing their county commissioners a favor. They gave them three people that were skilled in three different ways. What more could the Sheridan County commissioners want? Well, we all know the answer to that. They all wanted another liberal pinko commie just like them. So yesterday morning, here's what happened. And let me just give you the headline from Sheridan Media, and we'll handle the media part of this at the very beginning, because they're lying just like the county commissioners are. Here's the headline, and I quote, "Sheridan Commission opts to not fill commission seat," end quote. The Sheridan County Commission does not have the option to not fill a county commissioner's seat. The statute doesn't say, if you don't like any of the three candidates that were given to you by the political party, then you can just not choose and pick somebody else. It doesn't say that at all. In fact, Wyoming Statute 183524 says, and I quote, "The Board of County Commissioners shall fill the vacancy within 20 days after receiving the list from the County Central Committee by appointing one of the persons whose names are submitted by the County Central Committee," end quote. The word shall is mandatory. It means will. In the words of the great Maha Rishi,
2 + 2 = 4, not 5 if you want it to be 5. And this is not to be discriminatory. This is to stand up for language. Words mean things.
Words mean things. You don't get to just disregard them because you don't like them or you want to ignore them. They're in statute for a reason. The word shall is in that statute because it means you will do something. There are other words in the statute that apparently the Sheridan County Commissioners and Christy Haswell can't understand. We'll get to those in just a second. But the part of the statute that Sheridan Media is apparently unable to read and comprehend is 183524 subparagraph B, which says, and I quote, "If the remaining members of the Board of County Commissioners fail to fill any vacancy in a Board of County Commissioners within the time specified in this section, any qualified elector of the county may file a petition with the clerk of the district court of the county in which the vacancy occurred, requesting the judge of the district court to fill the vacancy," end quote. Now, if the statute only said that, well, then Christy Haswell could do whatever she darn well pleased. Unfortunately, being subparagraph B, it means that it follows subparagraph A. If they fail to fill a vacancy does not mean if they so choose not to fill a vacancy, if they don't want to fill a vacancy, or if they don't like any of the candidates. It means if they are physically incapable of filling a vacancy. That's why the word shall is in subparagraph A. So anyway, that's why Sheridan Media used the word opts not to fill a vacancy, because they're incapable of understanding Wyoming statute. The county commissioners don't have a choice in the matter. They have to choose one of the three candidates that were submitted to them. But that's Sheridan Media for you. They believe that they are among the elitists that can tell we the people what to do. And while I'm on the subject of Wyoming statute, why did the Sheridan County commissioners refuse to pick one of those candidates? Remember, it's not that they couldn't choose, it's that they wouldn't choose.
This is to stand up for language. Words mean things.
More words mean things. So before I get too far into this, let me just play for you exactly how all of this went down, and then we'll talk about it. So here's the audio from the Sheridan County Commission meeting yesterday, in which all three candidates were brought up for a vote, and, well, you can listen to what happened.
Session and reconvene into open session.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? We are back into open session. Moving on to item 4, appointment of temporary successor to fill county commission vacancy.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Ringer.
I move to appoint Michael Arzee to fill a vacancy for the position of Sheridan County Commissioner, assuming his or her duties upon taking the oath of office and executing his official bond to the state of Wyoming and continuing until January 1st, 2025.
Do we have a second? Do we have a second? Do we have a second? The motion fails for lack of a second motion.
Madam Chairman, I move to appoint Brian Helfrich to fill the vacancy for the position of Sheridan County Commissioner, assuming his or duties upon taking the oath of office and executing his official bond to the state of Wyoming, continuing until January 1, 2020.
Do we have a second? Do we have a second? Do we have a second? Motion fails for lack of a second.
Madam Chair, I move to appoint Holly Jennings to fill a vacancy for the position of Sheridan County Commissioner, assuming her duties upon taking the oath of office and executing her official bond to the state of Wyoming and continuing until January 1st, 2025.
Do we have a second? Do we have a second? Do we have a second?
Yep.
And the motion fails for lack of a second.
Wow.
I would like to close by saying this, that we take this elected position very seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet.
We need some decorum in here, please.
Yeah.
You
need
decorum.
While I appreciate everyone's courage to throw their name in the hat, it does not automatically mean they're qualified. These candidates were not supported by Sheridan County voters. We would not be doing our job if we selected one of these threes that were not supported by the county.
How dare you?
We are adjourned at 10:02.
I know, pretty shocking. Well, let's just break this down a little bit. There's no way that Christy Haswell or any of the remaining Sheridan County commissioners came up with this whole thing on their own. And your first clue that they didn't is this little slip.
The motion fails for lack of a second motion.
There are no second motions. There is only one. In strict parliamentary procedure, not that Christy Haswell or any of the remaining county commissioners in Sheridan County understand what those two words mean, but that comment would have necessitated a point of order because there is only one motion on the table. So this is your first clue that the county commissioners in Sheridan County didn't come up with this on their own. They were coached, presumably by a lawyer, either the county attorney, the deputy county attorney, or one of their other redcoat attorney pals. You might say that I'm being a little bit picky, but I'm not. That is an error that somebody who is not familiar with parliamentary procedure would make. And thus, it wasn't her doing. It was somebody else that coached her to do that. Really, their whole argument at the end of the soundbite that I just played for you is, well, I'll just play it for you again so you can hear it.
Some decorum in here, please.
Yeah.
While I appreciate everyone's courage to throw their name in the hat, it does not automatically mean they're qualified.
And there's their argument. It's not that they couldn't make a decision, it's that they wouldn't make a decision. As I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, who is Christy Haswell to determine if somebody is qualified or not? This is another example of her inability to read, specifically Wyoming statutes. I'll get there in just a second. But she told Sheridan Media the exact same thing. Continuing on her escapade of insulting Sheridan County voters, here's what Christy Haswell told Sheridan Media.
We really felt that these three candidates did not get elected the last time they ran, and it wasn't even close margins. My closing statement was just that in the last election, Sheridan County voters did not support any of these three candidates, and we didn't feel that as electeds, we were doing what the public wanted by nominating one of these folks. the folks there from the central committee and some other Republican folks were not happy. You know, I think we were called a coward and they would see us in court. I was hoping to have a little bit more civility in a meeting like that, but unfortunately we didn't. But
no kidding. If they had been elected, you wouldn't be having this conversation now, would you? But the truth of the matter is all of them ran for office and all of them got votes. And let me just get this straight. So the only thing that makes you qualified to be selected to fill a vacancy is if you ran for election and you got elected. That's absolutely idiotic. And it's not a legal argument, at least according to Wyoming Statute 183524. And here's where we get to the other part, that words mean things. 2 + 2 = 4, not 5, Christy Haswell. But here's something that you should have read before you opened your mouth yesterday at the Sheridan County Commissioners meeting. Wyoming Statute 223102, qualifications. In statute, Christy Haswell, words mean things. You don't get to interpret them for your own purposes. Really, to be qualified for that position, for you to exercise your statutory duty to select one of them, an applicant needs to meet the following qualifications. Be 18 years of age. Be registered to vote for the party that previously held the office. To not be a felon. And in the case of Sheridan County, to be a resident of Sheridan County. That's what that word qualified means. You don't get to determine what it means for your own political purposes. And if you think that, in the words of one of my favorite senators,
I mean, that's a special kind of stupid.
Yep, it sure is. We'll finish up the program in just a second. But first, an absolutely egregious profit timeout. Cowboy State Politics is brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for an outbuilding or a garage or a barn or a roping arena, or maybe you even need a big giant warehouse for your business, the two guys you need to talk to are Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. They are the experts in metal building construction. They've been doing it longer than anybody else, and they do a much better job than anybody else. And get this, you'll receive a 50-year warranty on the foundation, which is something that you're not going to get from any of their competitors. One of the cool things they do is they pour concrete pillars and then insert a steel beam inside them to set the foundation on. That way, there's absolutely no possibility of water getting underneath your foundation and ruining your building. None of their other competitors do that. It's just one of the cool things that Morton Buildings does to make sure that your structure stands the test of time. So give them a call, 307-674-2532. Again, that's 307-674-2532. Gunrunner Auctions is one of the nation's leading online firearms auction houses, and they're celebrating their 26th or 27th year. But it's not just firearms that they have. They have a wide variety of hard-to-find ammunition and accessories. Right now, if you go to Gunrunner Auctions, there's a Progressive 410 reloading set right at the top, and there's several different types of ammunition. So it doesn't matter if you're looking for a firearm or ammunition or a gun accessory, Gunrunner Auctions is the place that you need to go. And let's just be honest, the chances of you finding a firearm that you didn't even know that you were looking for are really, really high. So go to gunrunnerauctions.com. You can listen to the program anywhere that you get your podcasts. iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn, Spotify, really any of them will work, but the easiest way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There you can find all of the shows, as well as any of the articles that I might bring up during the course of a program. If your name is Christy Antoinette Haswell, and you have no idea what your duties are on the Sheridan County Commission, well, I can definitely help you with that. What you do is you go to cowboystatepolitics.com, pull up an article, and educate yourself. If you did that, you probably wouldn't have been served with a lawsuit yesterday morning. The following advertisement was paid for by Reed Raisner for Senate. Who's the leader for the Senate? It's Reed Raisner. He's the one for you and me. Cheer his name so happily. R-A-I-S-N-E-R. And now, back to our program. Earlier, I read to you how this thing is supposed to go because the county commissioners failed to do their duty. It'll go to court, and a judge will make a decision. Now, what the Sheridan County commissioners are hoping is that the judge will side with them, that they'll pick one of their liberal commie pinko redcoat pals. Unfortunately for Christy Haswell and the rest of the Sheridan County commissioners, our legal system doesn't work like that. It works on precedent. You know, judges look back and see if there were any other instances of where this situation may have occurred in the past. And because we don't like to reverse precedent on a whim, the way it should end up is exactly how it has ended up numerous times in the past, where there's been one group of people that think they get to decide what statute means and what it doesn't mean, and they get to pick whomever they want to fill a vacancy. Unfortunately, that's not exactly how it's worked out in the state of Wyoming. Allow me to give you one example. The case of the Fremont County Coroner in 2021. From County 10 News, July 14th of 2021, in an article entitled, "Commissioners Must Choose Coroner from Candidates Interviewed," Chief Deputy Coroner Ivy responds, and I quote, "At the July 13th commissioners meeting, three individuals, Larry DeGraw, Carl Falcon, and Joseph Lucero, were interviewed for the position. These individuals were chosen by the Republican committee, which was required by law to do when a member of their party leaves the coroner role. In this case, Republican Mark Stratmoen. After hearing the interviews and testimonies from both the presumed frontrunner of the job, Chief Deputy Coroner Interim Coroner Erin Ivey, and her many supporters, the commission decided to officially request more qualified candidates." Skip a couple paragraphs. Quote, "The list of candidates provided stays. We have no choice," stated Commissioner Chairman Travis Becker. Quote, "By law, the commission has to go with the three names provided," reiterated Commission Administrative Secretary Becky Enos. End quote. And how did they arrive at this momentous decision? Well, they consulted their legal counsel, of course. And there are several other examples from across the state. The Sheridan County Commissioners are not the first group of redcoats to think that they can thwart Wyoming statute and defy the will of the voters. And that point deserves a little analysis, too. The county commissioners don't get to decide who deserves that position or not, or who is qualified or not. They have to follow the law. And the law says that the party that controlled that seat that was vacated gets to choose three candidates. And then the county commissioners can choose from those three. If the governor of the state of Wyoming cannot get around that law, then neither can the Sheridan County commissioners. And as for being representative of Sheridan County voters, all of the names that were submitted to the county commissioners ran for office, and all of them received at least some votes. But the truth is, that doesn't really matter either, because we live in a representative republic. In Sheridan County, 84% of the voting populace is registered Republican. The Republican Central Committee is made up of precinct people that are selected by ballot to represent the rest of those Republicans in Sheridan County. And those representatives of all Sheridan County Republicans selected the three people that they thought would best fill that position. The Sheridan County Commission doesn't get to deviate from the law just because they didn't get to choose one of their redcoat buddies. And really, that's the only option that redcoats have, trying to subvert the law for their own purposes. It's true that those people on the Sheridan County Commission did win their seats with Republican support, but undoubtedly, the people that won that election lied to a great many of their constituents about their personal beliefs and their political ideology. If they hadn't, they wouldn't have been elected. There's one more piece of this whole Sheridan County Commissioners thing that I want to tell you about. I contacted all four of them last night to try to get some comment from them as to what they meant by being qualified. Here's the message I sent them. Quote, "This is David with Cowboy State Politics. I'll be running a story tomorrow about the Sheridan County Commissioner's failure to fill the vacancy created by Alan Thompson. Chairwoman Haswell stated the three candidates are not qualified. Could you please explain what was meant by not qualified? What did the four of you mean? The deadline for this story is 9 p.m. tonight. Thank you. So only two of them responded, and basically all they said was no comment. Christy Haswell's response said, "I've got more comments here at Sheridan Media," and then pointed me to the Sheridan Media article. But isn't that amazing? They stood before Sheridan County voters yesterday and said that the three candidates were not qualified. And when asked directly what that means, they refused to answer the question. They don't think they're accountable to voters, clearly. But let me tell you why they really wouldn't answer my question. Because they know that it's a crappy argument, that the real reason why they didn't select anybody is they didn't like any of the candidates. And because Chairwoman Haswell stupidly opened her mouth and said that they're not qualified, that completely negates any legal argument they may have had, however flimsy it might have been. And how completely disingenuous could they be? They sat atop their ivory-towered perch in the Sheridan County Commission meeting saying that three people were not qualified, and yet when asked by the press to explain what exactly they meant, they said, no comment. Now that really tells you everything you need to know about the four Sheridan County commissioners that are still there. When Christy Haswell said this,
"While I appreciate everyone's courage to throw their name in the hat, it does not automatically mean they're qualified."
Really, what she was saying is, you simpletons cannot choose your representatives. You're not qualified to make that decision. We know better than you do. Only we are qualified to make the decision on who gets to represent you and who doesn't. And that type of thinking is exactly what got the Sheridan County commissioners sued. The lawsuit goes through this whole thing in painstaking detail. It recounts the events leading up to Holly Jennings being selected by Judge Darcy Phillips for the Sheridan County Commission. Page 7 is where most of the salacious stuff in this lawsuit begins. Under the section entitled, "The Defendant Commissioners Conspired to Undermine the Statutory Appointment Process." Item number 51 on page 7 of the lawsuit against the Sheridan County Commissioners. And I quote, "Weitzel, WTF, Alan Thompson is resigning? That screws up eye of things." Nick Siddle, Commissioner Nick Siddle, replies, "Sure does. Going to be a cluster, F, who the Republican Party gives us." Weitzel replies, "F'd up, Nick Siddle. Did it finally make the paper today?" Weitzel, "So pissed off. I couldn't talk to Alan after Parks and Recreation meeting. Not in the paper yet." Weitzel, "You'll have fun having Roger Miller or Holly Jennings on the Board of County Commissioners." Nick Siddle, "Or Arzee or Helfridge." Weitzel, "Oh, fun. I would take Jennings over all of them." Weitzel, "The other three are nuts." Item number 60 on page 8 is also kind of interesting, and I quote, "Beginning on or about July 29th of 2023, Defendant Christy Antoinette Haswell," yeah, it just says Haswell, "and Gail Simmons engaged in the following text exchange. Simmons, what an S show. Not only rigging the election process, but also voting to bring suit if the commissioners failed to select one of the three names." As if that wasn't foreshadowing. Anyway, Antoinette Haswell. What? Ugh. "I see the press release had a deadline for applications dated July 28th. Am I reading that right?" Gail Simmons. "Yes, they called for them well in advance." Item number 61. Gail Simmons and Defendant Christy Antoinette Haswell continued their text chain on or about August 3rd, opining on their preferred candidates to fill the vacancy. Antoinette Haswell, "Okay, John Shelley had called and asked for it, and I just forwarded an email from Brian." Gail Simmons, "He met with a couple of precinct people who have reached out to me because they want to advocate for him. He and Jeff Wells are my preferred." Item number 64 and 65 of page 9 reveal that this was absolutely a coordinated effort to flaunt Wyoming statute, that they absolutely intended not to follow the prescribed procedure listed in Wyoming law. By the way, I've already posted the entirety of the complaint at cowboystatepolitics.com. I had to put it in two files, but you can see both of them on the show content tab at the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. Item number 64 at the bottom of page 9, and I quote, on or about August 28th. Now keep in mind, this is 2 days before I aired the episode on the Sheridan County Commission failing to appoint anybody from the list of three people that was given to them by the Sheridan County Republican Party. So 2 days prior, and I quote, on or about August 28th, Defendant Nick Siddle and Mr. Ryman engaged in a text conversation stating as follows. Nick Siddle, quote, okay, we'll get through it. Chuck Gray says we must select one of the three names the County Central Committee gave us, sent us a letter. Mr. Ryman, you can say pound sand and send it to the courts where the process starts over. Nick Siddle, thanks. I think so too. This clearly shows that they had intent before they did this. It clearly shows they weren't going to choose anybody that the Sheridan County Republican Party provided to them. Item number 65. On August 29th of 2023, Gail Simmons texted defendant Christy Antoinette Haswell stating, quote, Gail Simmons. By the way, the statute specifies that in order for the district judge selection process to begin, a petition from a qualified elector is required. I plan to make that petition tomorrow. Antoinette Haswell, thank you. I talked to Tony this afternoon. Simmons, yes, he reached out to me. End quote. That is not what the statute says. It explicitly says the commissioners shall choose. Shall is mandatory. It doesn't mean if they want to or they might choose or they can choose. It says shall. In other words, that means will choose. Item number 71 is perhaps the most crucial in the lawsuit, and it's an exchange on Sheridan Media between the interviewer and Sheridan County Commissioner Tom Ringley. And it begins, quote, now there's a bit of controversy, and this is the host, now there's a bit of controversy, to say the least, surrounding the selection process of Holly Jennings as the new county commissioner. Why did the commission decide to defer that decision to the justice? Now hold on just a second before I continue. The statute does not say that the county commissioners can defer to a judge. It doesn't say that at all. That's just what Sheridan Media is claiming. Here is the reply from Tom Ringley, quote, well, each commissioner has to make their own decision, right? It's just like any other time that comes before us that's fairly controversial or important. You know, the individual commissioners get a lot of input from the community, you know, and personally, you know, I had input from the community. That kind of led me to believe that I wasn't sure I supported the three candidates, so I chose not to support them. The host. And so, that was the reason you went ahead and voted no, and I guess you could say your conscience and allow Judge Darcy Phillips to go ahead and make that decision. Again, nowhere in statute does it say that the county commissioners can allow a judge to make a decision. That's just what Sheridan Media is saying. Now listen very closely to Ringley's reply, and I quote, right. You know, everybody has to make their own decision, and that's just the way it worked out, but it worked out. The process was followed, you know. We did go through the whole process. We had the option and independence to take whatever position we took in this particular matter, and that's what we did. Nowhere in statute does it say that the commissioners have an option, that they have independence in this matter. It says they shall choose. Item number 72 sums the whole thing up. Quote, this exchange again demonstrates the intent of the defendants to ignore statute in favor of their own personal beliefs and purposes. End quote, underline, asterisk, and an exclamation point. The remedy that the lawsuit seeks is the complete removal of those four county commissioners, Christy Antoinette Haswell, Nick Siddle, Tom Ringley, and Lonnie Wright. And Wyoming Statute 183523 is very clear on this matter, and I quote, if any county commissioner refuses or neglects without just cause to perform any duties required of him as a member of the Board of County Commissioners, or knowingly commits any act by which the law
is in violation of his official oath and bond, charges in writing may be made against him before the district judge of the district in which the county is situated. Notice of the filing and copy of the charges shall be served upon the accused by the sheriff of the county within 10 days after the charges are filed with the clerk of district court. Cause shall be tried no later than 30 days from the filing of the charges and shall be by the court without intervention of a jury. After submission of the proof, the commissioner shall be removed from office by the governor of the state. End quote. So far as the lawsuit makes it sound, this is pretty cut and dried. But admittedly, removal of four county commissioners is a pretty big lift, and I don't know that it's ever happened in Wyoming history. Regardless of how this all plays out, and I'm sure that there's going to be lots of stuff going back and forth in the Wyoming media. The Sheridan Press, Sheridan Media, the Cowpie, the Wyoming Tribune Eagle, and the Pravda on the Platte are all in the tank together, so there's bound to be lots of stuff for us to talk about, and I'll keep my eyes peeled for it. But that'll about do it for today's installment of the program. Make sure that you subscribe and follow the show. That way you could be notified for any time there's a new episode of Cowboy State Politics. You can do that at my website, cowboystatepolitics.com, or anywhere that you get your podcasts. For now, from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Studio, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.